Morning, church. I'm excited to be here today with an opportunity to share with you. You might have to restart the PowerPoint again to get it to work right. Thank you, worship team, for leading us in worship. Thank you, church, for allowing me to share with you today. And I pray that the Lord would make my heart right, that your eyes would be focused on Him and Him alone. For He is good. He's holy. Inside your bulletin, you also had a handout that's got some scripture verses. We're going to be moving rather rapidly once we get started in His Word. So you might want to, if you want to look ahead to get ahead of the game, put a marker in some of those places as we go there. A couple weeks ago, I got a call to ask me to share, not to preach, not to teach, but to share. So I started thinking, share. What have I got to share? Not my intelligence or my education. I was kicked out of college my second year, and rightfully so. Getting older, not moving so well. But the Lord put it on my heart. He said, well, I put something in your hands 30 years ago. Why don't you share that? So, now my son is probably going to think that this is ribeye steak. I'm going to ask Caleb, Isaiah, and Dara if you would come forth. It's not ribeye steak. I want them to help me to share with you his word. Bibles that he's put in my hands. It's an ESV. This one's a New American Standard. Easy read King James. New American Standard again. And the old good King James. So if you guys would go ahead, raise your hand if the Lord's leading you to maybe receive this. And go ahead and find somebody to share that word with. You're kind of being evangelists. You're sharing God's word. That's a good thing. There's a lot of people sitting right amongst us that have shared God's word in a lot of different ways. From Dave and Ed, Peter, Bobby Ray, it goes on and on. Sharing God's word is an important thing. So what they're doing, there's Dara. She's still finding somebody. Come on now, it's not a hand grenade, it's God's word. And I would like to personally share this one with Miss Margaret. She shared her Bible with me recently, and I would like to return the favor. So, we shared. We've begun to share. So God's Word, the Bible. Now, a rookie mistake, I can't read that. So excuse me for turning my back on you. I'm going to have to be up here. Share, we did that. The Holy Word of God, it's God-breathed. It's a love letter and a treasure that you can hold in your hand. Many translations all say the same thing. Original Hebrew and Greek are both active languages. That's important to understand. It's powerful and perfect like no other book. This book will keep you from sin, and sin will keep you from this book, the Bible. Basic instruction before leaving earth. Now, for some reason, this isn't... okay. Now we're getting there. It skipped ahead for some reason. So you're getting a preview. Now, while I'm going back and finding the right spot here, we've got to go quite a ways back. We've got to go all the way back. It doesn't seem to be in the right order, but we'll trust God. Here's how it started. God gave me an outline the night before. I was stressed out. I was trying to be clever and intelligent. That didn't work. So here I am stressed after getting a phone call and agreeing to share. So I prayed a simple prayer. Lord, please show me. So I prayed, simple prayer. I woke up in the morning with the song on my heart, morning by morning. Now, I don't think we're going to... This isn't in the right order. I really don't know what to do. Could you reboot the whole thing? Restart it? Because it's completely out of order. We'll make, just trust God and do the best I can do if it doesn't work. But I really need it to be. There's 50 slides, and if they're completely out of order, it's going to be more of a hinder than a help. So anyway, I'll share with you the best I can what transpired. So the Lord, after I prayed and all, the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said, I've got this. I've already done this for you years before. And I found that a little bit amazing, to say the least. But that morning, I opened the Word like I do every morning, and the Word opened to Nehemiah, chapters 8 and 9. You'll see there, up there, and I'm going to try to get to the slide one more time, but yeah, see, that's completely out of order. Told you I'm a rookie, but I'm not going backwards. That's going backwards. See, we got back to there. You can't, could you restart that? Just reload it? Or would that take too long? Yeah, that's the... Now I'm going to the next one. That's not the next, shouldn't be the next one. Okay, we'll try. Maybe I was going the wrong way. Hopefully. Anyway, so it's like no other book. It stands alone. Other books can entertain, inform, motivate, and record, but unfortunately they often mislead man's ideas and information. God's Word is supernatural, and one of the most important things to receive His Word correctly is to pray first. So I want to do that right now. Lord, as we're about to open Your Word soon, I just pray that... You would reveal to us what You would have us see and what You would have us hear. Lord, we recognize and declare that Your Word is supernatural and powerful, and it stands alone and like none other. So, Lord, with that truth in mind, Lord, we ask You to accomplish what You would in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so here's this list that He gave me, and you can see, I hope you can see on there, to prepare this bedtime and then to prayer. Lord, please help me. And then in the morning, I woke up, and I was kind of singing a song in my heart. It's not the right order. The song was from Lamentations, and it was Morning by Morning, Thy Mercies Are New. So and it ends with Great is Thy Faithfulness. And so God is faithful and God is good. So what He encouraged me to do with this message that He already prepared is to go to the Bible and to share with you a treasure hunt. So, is that scriptural? Or is that just my own idea? I would maintain that it's scriptural, and again, I apologize, but with the Bibles that you might have in your hand, and I'm going to have to go there, and turn to Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Okay. My son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding, for if you cry for discernment and lift your voices for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasure, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God, for the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes understanding. That sounds like a treasure hunt to me. So now, the adventure begins. God opened His Word right to one spot, Nehemiah 8 and 9. I open the Word every day. I can only tell you there was a difference. God had placed me in this section of Scripture. And the reason I put up my Bible, images of my Bible, is to give you an understanding or a vision of what I was seeing at the same time. I think you'll see how that comes into play. Okay, I don't know if you can see it up there. These are not in the order that I reviewed over and over. But again, trust in God. You might see on the... I hope you can read the chapter headings. They might be big enough. And one of the reasons I actually, the Lord put it on my heart to get this particular Bible years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, was because you'll notice in your Bibles a lot of section, they have section headings about the chapter or part of the chapter might be about. And I like the idea that it would really encourage me to see what the Bible's really saying myself and make my own chapter headings. So here we have God's Word Restored on chapter 8, and blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, we're going to get to that in a second. That's way past. I'll try it one more time, and then we're just going to skip this. We read that, and that's good. So now we go there and there. Well, while there's morning by morning, thy mercies are new. Lamentations 3:22 and 23. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases, for his compassions fail not, or never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So that was the first thing he gave me after praying, Lord, help me, or show me. And then he opened to this particular spot in Scripture. And we already reviewed this chapter headings, but I think maybe we're on track here. Thank you, Lord. The book of Nehemiah, I'm going to ignore that and just do the best that I can. And I apologize, but I am trusting the Lord. Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah is about wall building. It was a man set on a mission to restore and rebuild walls. Chapters 8, the first 10 verses that we're going to read right now, and it would help if you could turn there in your word, aren't about the wall building, but it's about, like the title said, God's Word Restored. So let's read the first 10 verses of Nehemiah. And all the people gathered as one man at the square, which was in front of the water gate, and they asked Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given Israel. Then Ezra the priest brought forth the law before the assembly of men and women, and all who could listen with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. He read from it before the square, which was in front of the water gate, from early morning until midday, and in the presence of men and women, those who could understand, and all who were attentive to the book of the law. Ezra the scribe stood on a wooden platform, which they had made for this purpose, and beside him stood, oh boy, a bunch of names here. Let's go with Virginia and Terry and Aaron and Carrie and Paul and Ryan. We're going to go with Ryan over here on his right hand. And it says on the left hand, we're going to go Caleb, Michelle, and Bob, okay, and Al and Beth. Okay? So they were the people that we're going to relate to. I mean, we're not singling them out, but I don't want to go through trying to pronounce these names. I'm already... So, Ezra opened the book of the law, and we didn't forget about the center people here, for the people who were standing above all the people when he opened it, and the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen and Amen. We just sang that. And while lifting up their hands, they bowed low and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Also, and then a bunch of Hebrew names. So we're going to go with Ross and Margaret and Ed and Susie. Okay, Stuart and Lorna. Okay, good enough, right? Amen. And Then explained the law to the people while the people remained in their places. See, 2,500 years ago when this was written, people had their assigned seating in church. That's why you always go to the same place, I guess, because they were remained in their place. They read from the book of the law, which is from the law of God, translating it to give the sense so that they understood the reading. Then Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, the Levites, who taught the people, said to all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn, do not weep." For all the people were weeping when they heard the words of the law. Now, last verse. Then he said to them, "Go eat the fat, drink of the sweet, and send portions to him who has nothing prepared." Wow, that brings home. "For this day is holy to our Lord." Now I have this underlined in my Bible with a reference note to it, and that's what I was hoping to be able that you could see, but it's not working, but that's all right. Here's the verse. "Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The joy of the Lord is your strength. And then I have a note right there, hand put in my Bible, Isaiah 40:29. We're going to go to Isaiah 40:29. And my eye was caught, actually, to the preceding verse, because I had it underlined, which I wanted to share with you, but can't. 28 begins, "Do you not know, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might increases power." Verse 31, "Yet those who wait on the Lord will gain new strength and will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary." Now, as I was reading that, the Lord reminded me the one thing I wanted to share about you with that scripture in Nehemiah that we read just a second ago, the first 10 verses. When I read it, there in my living room, in my recliner, I kind of was confused, like, this doesn't seem real scriptural. I understand what you're saying, Lord, but now, realizing the whole purpose of that scripture was to get you involved, all right, to have you as part of this. Where are we? It talked about the lifting of the hands and praising. It talked about bowing down and worship. It talked about opening God's word, even at a wooden podium and so forth. So God wanted to get our attention and say, don't just think this is a Sunday message. This is for you and today. And then we went to the Isaiah part after reading about the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I was thinking about, well, now it's faith. I'm going to try and see in faith if we can get to a part. It's got to be on here somewhere. There's the start. Maybe it's going to go in. It's going in order now. Treasure. There was the Proverbs. Thank you, Lord. Morning by morning. Thank you, Lord. The adventure's begun. Walls of faith. There's the laundry list. My laundry list in the morning. You notice it was right on there. Thank you, Lord. The morning. And then next, this is what I was just trying to share, that you're personally, to be personally involved and become part of this experience. So here we go. Joy of the Lord. Okay, the joy of the Lord is our strength, which is right where we left off. So now we went to Isaiah 40:28-29. We're on pace here, thank you, Lord. And we read that. So now, what's next? Well, we're going to come back to that because... There's a whole section missed. Okay. Okay. Faith. Building walls of faith, it requires us to open God's word. That's where the faith is built and our strength is given and the joy comes from. So I was thinking, well, is there an example that we have here in our midst? And I think there's more than a couple. But there's somebody that the Lord put on my heart long ago that I would like to salute, and that's Jerry Pretty, man of faith. I think he's a shining example of the joy of the Lord being his strength. And I applaud him for his witness. And I appreciate you and your family, Jerry, and I just wanted you to know that. For us all, the Lord gave me the verse, if you turn to Psalm 103, the first few verses. This is for all his children. It's for those who are discouraged, who are weary, who are hurting and diseased. All of us. He's given this encouragement, this joy. And I would include, for sure, baby Joshua. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. What an encouragement. Thank you, Lord, and help us to consider that on a regular basis. When I was considering, I was thinking, I had told Jerry one day recently that how much he encouraged me. And I kind of mentioned, I don't think you'll ever know how much you've encouraged me. And I began to walk away, and then I shared with him, actually, I think someday you might. Well, I wasn't thinking about in the next couple weeks. But the truth is, there's a lot of you that I look forward to sharing with in eternity. And being under these conditions, and I look forward to having a long walk with Jerry and listen to him share his heart of the joy of the Lord and how he exercised that on a daily basis. And I don't doubt that he might challenge me to a race. And if you're anywhere in the area, don't bet on me. Okay? So, now I'm going to have to go back to my laundry list. And after 103, there it is. It was just something I picked up and scribbled as I heard and felt God speak to my heart and to call on me. And by the way, now I'm remembering some of the slides that got lost somehow. You know, recently there was a morning daytime television host, that expressed her feeling that it was all right to talk to God, but if you heard him talk to you, you were kind of demented, mentally demented. Well, the truth is, God can speak to you and will speak to you loud and clear on a daily basis if you seek him. Amen. So now on my laundry list after Psalm 103 is Isaiah 55. If we go there, and I remember I had a warning in there, and it had a picture of fool's gold and the real gold on there. And then I said, now, watch out. The next slide had a picture of kind of just a man going his own way. Oh, yeah, good for me. If your eyes are on me or listening to what I have to say, you're missing the boat, so to speak. Okay? God's word. This is the word that needs your attention. This is the word that needs to be ministering to you because he wants to talk to you. In Isaiah 55, I think you'll understand the very beginning of it. First, we're going to read actually from 6 through 12. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him and our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For For as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so shall my word which goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter that I sent it. Then in verse 12 you'll notice, for you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and hills will break forth and shout of joy before you. So again, full circle, we're returning back to the Lord. Now I remember when I started to talk about faith, I'm recalling again now slides that I had to refresh my memory. Faith comes from God's Word. But if you think about it, faith is something we all have. Think about it. Did anybody here, before you sat down in that chair, I doubt anybody examined it, see how it was structurally assembled and everything? Is this going to carry my weight? Of course, that would be more of a problem for some of us than others. When you got in your car to come here, did you have faith that when you touched one certain pedal, you were going to stop and another certain pedal that you were going to go? When you drove here, if you passed a red light, did you have faith that all the cars that had a red light coming the other direction were going to stop when you were going through your green light? Everybody has faith and exercises that faith. So what's the big deal about faith? The whole key to your faith is the object of your faith. Us as Christians, if our faith is in Christ and Christ alone, that's where the building is accomplished. That's where those walls protect. That's where we find our security and faith in Him. And even in Ephesians, I think now, the shield of faith, that's still like a type of a wall, more of a mobile wall. So I think that that's an important thing to consider when we talk about faith. So now that we read that Isaiah 55, we know, and it said this is from God, of course, and all, but in chapter 56, it actually reveals to us in a subtle way the source of those words. First of all, you can't see it because we don't have a slide, but my title heading said, Salvation About to Come. Well, verse 56:1 begins, Thus says the Lord, Preserve justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is about to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. How blessed is the man who does this, and the son who takes hold of it. So, there's the source. Well, that's saying salvation. That's not saying Jesus. Oh, yeah, it is. The Hebrew translation for the word salvation is Yeshua. That's the Old Testament name for Jesus. New Testament, Jesus. And in Matthew 1:21, it says, And you will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Salvation, Yeshua, Jesus. For he will save the sins of the world. I think that verse is on your bulletin, so we'll get it a little bit more perfectly than I present, but it's amazing how he presents Jesus. This Isaiah was written about 850 years before Christ was born, but it proclaims the name above all names and our Savior and our salvation in the name of Jesus and Jesus alone. Well, I think I had a little bit more to share, but there's one thing that's coming to mind because it's a question that I asked the Lord, and I didn't see it on the slide here. But I saw a treasure map, and it had point to point to point to point. And I kind of asked the Lord, well, Lord, you've been putting on my heart full circle for joy and faith and everything and coming to you full circle. And it, on a treasure map, it's from point to point. So that doesn't make sense. This is what he shared with my heart. If you begin here with me and my word, and you walk, and you listen, and you follow without turning to the right or the left, and you return to me full circle, that's where the riches and treasures lie. That's where the treasure was from the beginning. That's where the treasure is right now. And that's where the treasure always will be. I'm going to end with Matthew 6:19, I believe it is. Trusting my memory rather than a slide. Matthew 6:19. Actually, 6:21. Jesus said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So, ask yourself, where does your treasure lie? Thank you for allowing me to share.